时间呢，让我们的信仰能够得到另外一番的动力。
So that our during the spiritual convocation, our faith might find a new motivation.
让我们真的能够让我们的信仰觉醒，然后真的能够来遵行神的话语，来做耶稣基督的门徒。
So that our faith may be strengthened, and we can obey the commandments of God, and we can be the disciple of Jesus.
在尼西米的时代，有一次很重要的信仰复兴。
So in the time of Nehemiah, there was a great turning nexus in their faith.
然后这个复兴是从祷告开始的。
And this change in their faith began with prayer.
我们来看尼西米记第九章。
Let's turn the book of Nehemiah.
尼希米记第九章
Nehemiah chapter 9，
他们学习了听了神的律法。
So they have already learned and heard the laws of God.
他们众人如同一人聚集一起学习要听神的律法之后。
And the congregation has made a determination to learn and listen to the law of God.
他们已经带来这个律法带给他们喜乐。
And this law has brought them great joy.
然后之后，他们就开始守神的节期。
And then now they have begun to carry out the laws of God.
把这个神的话语实行在他们生活当中。
And they were to bring the laws of God into their lives.
在这个守神的节期里面，他们得到大大快乐。
And during
再一次的整个群众、整个选民啊，大大的喜乐起来。
And during when they made this determination, the congregation was filled with joy.
然后接下来。他们有一次在第九章所描述了一个很重要的祷告。
And now in verse 9, it records a very important prayer.
这是以色列人聚集在一起的众人一起的祷告。
And it was a prayer in which the Israelites congregated together and made this one great prayer.
九章第一节。
Let's read from chapter 9, verse 1.
昼夜二十四日，以色列人聚集进食，身穿麻衣，头蒙灰尘。
Chapter 9, verse 1.Now on the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and sackcloth and with dust on their heads.
他们众人聚集进食，其实已经表明他们已经知道他们罪了。
By fasting, the Israelites have acknowledged they have sinned.
他们进食就是为了要解决他们罪的问题的。
They have fasted in order to solve the problem of their sin.
要求神来怜悯他们。
They were pleading to God for His mercy.
所以他们接下来的动作，身穿麻衣，头蒙灰尘，就是表明他们真的在神面前摆上这样一个心志。
The act of wearing sackcloth and placing dust on their heads was to show externally how they were pleading for God.
第二节说，以色列人就一切外邦人离绝，站着承认自己的罪恶和列祖的罪孽。
In verse 2, then those of Israelite lineage separated themselves from all foreigners.
他们跟外邦人离解，就表示说他们真的要把这个罪除掉了。
By separating themselves from the foreigners, they were saying that they were going to separate them. They were separating themselves from their sin.
在当时候，在神面前有亏欠。
That they have changed in front of God.
所以那时候他们说站着承认自己的罪。
They have acknowledged the sins that they have committed.
第三节说那一天的十分之一站在自己的地方念神。主他们神的律法书，又十分之一认罪敬拜主他们的神。
So and thus they have that a quarter for one fourth of the day they have stood before the they have stood up in their place and read from the book of the law of the Lord.
你看他们这一次一天的十分之一，那当时他们一天白天就是十二个小时。
And for the Israelites, they have 12 hours of daylight.
所以十二个小时的十分之一就三个小时，他们是。读神的律法书了哈。
So for one quarter of 12 hours is 3 hours. So for 3 hours, they have listened to the law of God.
就像我们今天我们在学习神的话语、读经啊，在聚会一样。
It is like us reading the Bible and listening to sermons.
然后又十分之一认罪敬拜主他们的神。
And for another fourth, they have confessed their sins and worshiped the God.
另外三个小时来认罪。
And another, so for another 3 hours, they have acknowledged their sins.
那他们怎么认罪的？
So how do they confess their sins?
就是在祷告当中的。
It's during prayer.
所以他们用三个小时祷告。
They prayed for 3 hours.
因为我们今天如果祷告两小时，那就很多了。
If we have prayed for only 2 hours, we feel that's already a lot.
但是当时的百姓他们是三个小时祷告。
But the Israelites in this circumstance, they prayed for 3 hours.
我们今天有时候祷告15分钟，可能就觉得太早太久。
Today, if we pray for 15 minutes, we might feel that it's our long prayer.
但其实我们如果仔细看圣经，圣经里面讲的这些祷告，它长时间的祷告的。
But the Bible records that people have prayed for a very long prayer.
你看第四节最后。
Let's look at the last second portion of verse 4.
记载这些人啊，这些立位人，他们大声哀求主他们的神。
In the latter half of verse 4, it records that the Levites cried out with a loud voice to the Lord their God.
这是他们认罪的方法啊。
And this is how they confessed their sins.
大声哀求主他们的神。
They cried out with a loud voice to the Lord their God.
这告诉我们今天我们祷告的，我们真的祷告在神面前，如果真的承认我们自己的罪，我们一定会大声哀求神。
This tells us today that if we truly acknowledge and confess our sins, we will also cry out loudly.
当然，这个大声哀求不见得就是一定要用大声喊叫的那种外表的声音。
It's not necessary that we need to cry out loudly with an external expression.
但是从心里面，如果真的会求神的哦，一定是声音会大声的。
But if our heart, if we pray deep from our heart, naturally we would express it vocally.
然后他们这个哀求神的内容从第五节开始就记载了。
And the content of their prayers is recorded from verse 5.
那他们这一次这个祷告内容，就从我们今天在祷告会的之前，我们来想一想一些重点。
And from this content of their prayers, I'd like to draw upon the teaching for today's sermon.
从第五节开始，就是他们在赞美神。
From verse 5, beginning verse 5, they first praised God.
神是存在的。
That God is forever.
永世无尽，神永远存在，永存的神。
That He is forever and ever.
主啊，你荣耀的名是应当称颂的，超乎一切称颂神，超乎一切称颂跟赞美啊。
That blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise.
然后主唯独你是神，哇，这也是非常强调的。
And then you alone are the Lord, which is a very powerful statement.
一切宇宙里面说，一切都是从你来的，都是你造的。
That everything was created by Him, everything was from Him.
所以他们的这个祷告当中，包括大声的赞美神。
Thus the Israelites began the prayer by praising God loudly.
颂赞神的作为。
They have acknowledged God's creation.
然后在神的荣耀底下，我们觉得说，主啊，所有的赞美其实都是不配的，但是我们今天有这个机会来赞美你荣耀的名。
And under the glory of God, that none of that our praises are insufficient for you, but regardless, we will make our praises.
然后第七节开始，他讲神拣选的恩典。
In verse 7, it talks about the choosing of God.
他感谢神拣选了亚伯拉罕。
They gave thanks to God for choosing Abraham.
然后帮助列祖在埃及所受的苦难，神你把他们救出来，垂听他们祷告。
And they have thanked God for saving their ancestors from their slavery in Egypt.
一直到第十一节在讲神救赎，神的救赎。
And in verse and continuing to verse 11, they continue to praise God for His deliverance.
我们如果读圣经，我们看到说他们在回顾他们当时的历史。
So we can see when they go back into their history.
祷告里面，他就从他们神拣选他们的列祖亚伯兰开始，然后就开始算神的每一件的恩典。
They began from God choosing Abraham, and they began to list the blessings they have their ancestors have received from God.
带领他们出埃及。
They have how God has delivered them from Egypt.
让他们走干地过红海。
How God has allowed them to walk across dry ground.
带领他们
cross through the Red Sea on dry land.
带领他们走在那个旷野路上。
How God has led them through the wilderness.
白昼用云柱，晚上火柱来引导他们的路程。
How God has led the Israelites at night with a pillar of fire, and during the day with a pillar of cloud.
然后在这个旷野旅程当中，神怎么样把玛拿赐给他们，让他们有磐石出水可以喝。
And how God has given them manna to eat while in the wilderness, and have given water through the rock.
神把正直的典章、真实的律法传给他们了解。
And how God had given them the law and have given them understanding of the law.
把美好的诫命条例让他们可以遵守。
Have given them such wonderful statutes for them to obey.
第十四节最重要就是给他们说，让他们知道你的安息圣日。
And in verse 14, God has given them His wonderful holy Sabbath.
神这些的恩典，从救赎，包括给他们律法，给他们养义之恩，所有的恩典都算一次。
And God has given, and they have praised God and listed the, his deliverance, his laws, and his blessings that he has given them.
所以我们就看到他们这个过程到目前为止，他们一开始先痛认罪悔改，痛悔他们过去所犯的错。
We see that first the Israelites began to weep in, for over the sins they have committed. And then they thought back about the grace that they have received from God. And they began to think about their own sins.
你看神这么多的恩惠,
that, they have received so many grace from God.
第十六节,
verse 16.
但我们的列祖行事狂傲，硬着颈项，不听从你的诫命。
In verse 16, but they and our fathers acted proudly, hardened their heart, their necks, and did not heed your commandments.
17节说不肯顺从，也不纪念你在他们中间所行的奇事，硬着颈项，居心悖逆。
So verse 17, they refused to obey, and they were not mindful of your wonders that you did among them, but they hardened their necks.
从底下开始就开始想他们列祖所做悖逆神的事情了。
And from verse 16 onwards, they began to list the sins of their fathers.
但是他想到说神有丰盛的慈爱了。
But they acknowledge that God is full of mercy.
我们今天其实我们如果看这一段圣经，发现说我们知道神有很多恩典，但是有时候我们还是真的会犯错，会得罪神。
Today we know that God is full of blessings, but we have often committed sins.
但是神事实上是有怜悯有慈爱的神。
But we know that our God is merciful and loving.
他要我们的真的是我们能够回转。
But and what God really wants from us is to turn back to Him.
神并不是要毁灭当时的选民的。
God does not want to destroy the chosen people.
他目标就是真的要让他们能够明白神是真的很爱他们。
But God, rather, God wants them to understand how much God loves them.
提供给他们所需用的,
how He would provide what they need.
然后在路上有征战的时候，为他们征战。
And if they counter difficulties, God would go into battle.
最后把他们领进了那个他所应许的迦南美地区的。
And to lead them into the promised land.
把那个不是他们所耕种建造，不是耕种，他们没有耕种的土地，他们没有建造的诚意，就通通赐给他们。
And that how God would give them the land that they have, the land and the cities that they have not built.
所以他们在回想神的恩典，让他们想到说，他们在神面前真的是很亏欠。
That and when they think back about the blessings that they have received from God, they feel that they were very unworthy.
进入了那个神所应许的美地之后呢？
And when they entered to the wonderful promised land of God, they have forgotten about God. So if you read verse 25,
先描述说他们得了坚固的城邑、毁灭的土地、各样的美物、房屋，各种神的恩典。
See, and they took strong cities and a rich land and possessed the houses full of all goods.
他们在那个神的应许的 土地里面享受神的恩典，心中快乐。
They have in this promised land. They have dwelt in the wonderful blessings of God.
但是第26节,
but you can see in verse 26.
他们不顺从，竟背逆你，将你的律法丢在背后。
So in verse 26, nevertheless they were disobedient and rebelled against you, cast your laws behind their backs.
在这种很安逸的生活当中，竟然把神的律法丢在背后了，背弃神了。
In the life of comfort, they have forgotten about God's laws and have turned cast it behind their backs.
甚至杀害先知，惹神愤怒。
They have killed God's prophets and testified against them.
然后神就把他们交给敌人的手上。
And as a result, God has handed them over to their enemies.
其实这一段就是在讲他们世世世代那个很悲惨的信仰起起伏伏的过程。
And then this talks about how their faith, the rise and falls of their faith.
第28节,
and let's read verse 28.
他们得平安之后，又在你面前行恶，所以你丢弃他们在仇敌的手中，使仇敌辖制他们。然而他们转回哀求你，你能从天上垂听，屡次照你的怜悯拯救他们。
And verse 28, after they had rested, they again did evil before you. Therefore you left them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had dominion over them. Yet,
这一段过程就是在讲百姓他们怎么样做一次又一次的循环，悖逆神，然后神拯救他们，然后他又去离开神。
It In this verse, it records how the Israelites would turn back to God and God would rescue them, but then they would later again turn away from God.
最后神还是大发怜悯, 第31节说, 不全然灭绝他们, 也不去丢弃他们, 因为你是有恩典有怜悯的神。
But in the end, in verse 31, it says, Nevertheless, in your great mercy, you did not utterly consume them or forsake them, for you are a God, gracious and merciful.
这一大段在认罪, 他们列祖的罪, 他们承担到我们身上吧。
And so they acknowledge their sin and have accepted the sins that they have committed.
那从这个样开始, 我们看32节。
So let's begin from verse 32.
我们的神啊, 你是至大至能至可畏守约施慈爱的神。
So there, now therefore our God, great and mighty and awesome God.
我们的君王首领祭司先知祭主和你的众民从亚述列王的时候直到今日所遭遇的苦难现在求你不要以为小。
From the deeds of the kings of Assyria until today, however you are just in all that you have befallen us, for you have dealt faithfully, but we have done wickedly.
因为列祖的错,所以他们的过犯让神 让神把他们丢弃，让国家被灭，圣殿被毁。
Because of the sins of the ancestors there, the enemies were able, came and destroyed their cities.
百姓被掳到外邦去了。
And the people of Israel were taken captive to foreign lands.
现在重新可以再回来。
And now God has allowed them to return.
那这一个过程就是因为 不守神的律法嘛, 不听神的诫命,
but these people, because this happened because they were, did not obey the laws of God.
然后做了奴仆了,
and they became slaves.
那他们发现说, 在这一切的过程当中, 都是因为这些罪, 因为神发怒的结果。
And they acknowledge that this, all these events happened because they sinned against God and God became angry with them.
那这些都是他们当时候在祷告, 那时候大声哀求神祷告的内容。
So, and this was the content of the prayer, and this is what they shouted to God.
我们现在看到第36节。
Let's jump to verse 36.
看36节。
Verse 36.
我们现今做了奴仆, 至于你所赐给我们列祖享受其上的土产, 并美物之地, 看啊, 我们在这地上做了奴仆。
Verse 36, Here we are servants today, and the land that you gave to our fathers, to eat its fruit and its bounty, here we are servants in it.
37节说, 这地许多出产贵的列王, 就是你因我们的罪所派辖制我们的, 他们任意辖制我们的身体和牲畜, 我们遭了大难。
Verse 37, And it yields much increase to the kings you have set over us, because of our sins, and also they have dominion over our bodies and our cattle, at their pleasure, and we are in great distress.
38节, 因为这一切的事我们立确实的约写在册上, 我们的首领立位人和祭司都签了名。
Verse 38, And because of all this, we make a sure covenant and write it. Our leaders, our Levites, and our priests seal it.
他们经过这一次的祷告以后, 他们现在立定志向要悔改,
after,
转变,
after this prayer, they are determined to repent and to change.
他们再一次的在神面前要立约。
They are willing, again, before God, to make a covenant.
那这个就是他们信仰的觉醒。
This is the determination of their faith.
他们怎么做到的?
And how were they able to do this?
一开始他们先为他们所犯的罪忧伤。
Because first they were, they wept and mourned over their sins.
会对罪忧伤就是一个起点。
This, the mourning of your sins is a starting point.
因为这样的心, 神会看到。
Because this heart, God will look, will see.
所以以赛亚书才会说, 忧伤痛悔的灵, 神不会轻看的。
So that's why in the book of Isaiah it says a mournful heart, God will not ignore.
神会看顾那个心灵痛悔的,
that God,
谦卑的人呢?
That God will see a, will see when somebody is very mournful over the sins.
那要回想神的恩典。
And now we must think back about the grace that we receive from God.
去纪念神为我们所给我们的爱。
We must remember the love we receive from God.
从头到尾一点一点一滴一滴的去把它想清楚。
We remember every single detail, every single act of love that we receive from God.
这是他们觉醒的第二个重点。
And this is the second action that they took.
第三个重点,
the third action.
就是他们会认罪。
They acknowledge their sins.
过去的, 过犯主啊，求你赦免。
They have asked God to forgive all the sins they've committed.
包括列祖的罪。
They've asked God to forgive the sins of the fathers.
我们自己本身的过犯。
Their own individual sins.
我们周围的百姓们。
The sins of the Israelite congregation.
那这样的认罪，让神真的他的慈爱怜悯没有减少。
No.But by acknowledging that their sin, God did not withhold His mercy.
神还是大发怜悯。
That God has showed them great mercy.
他知道人的软弱。
And because He understands the weakness of man.
但是当人愿意认罪，神的怜悯就临到。
So when man acknowledges that their sin, God's mercy comes.
然后最后他们顺服、负责，他们愿意跟神再次立约。
And finally, they were determined to reestablish the covenant with God.
那就是一种觉醒。
This is a determination.
他们知道从此以后要转离过去所走的那个旧路。
And they know that from now on they were going to deviate away from the old path that they've walked.
他们在这一次里面所做这个祷告，我们可以效仿。
We can learn from this prayer that they made.
我们今天在灵会的时候，我们祈求神把他丰富的恩典。丰丰富的加给我们每一个人。
In this spiritual convocation, we ask God to shower His blessings upon us.
那我们要做我们人该做的。
We must do what we can.
我们要能够真的祈求神赦免我们的过犯。
We must ask God to forgive our past.
我们会颂赞神的伟大，会是纪念神的爱。
We will acknowledge God's power and we will remember His love.
那我们立定志向，我真的要改变。
And we must make a determination to change.
跟神再一次的立约。
That once again we establish a covenant with God.
主是我的神，我的王。
That our Lord God is our God and King.
凡事要顺服他。
That we are to be obedient to Him.
他所吩咐的，我要照着去做。
And we will act according to His commandments.
那这样子，我们的信仰一定可以再一次被提升起来。
And if we do this, our faith will be re-strengthened.
我们祷告当中一定会充满喜乐。
Our prayers will be filled with joy.
我们看到神的作为在我们教会彰显。
And we will see the works of God mightily in our church.
因为没有一件事情是神没办法。
Because there is no situation that which God cannot act and solve.
不管有多困难,
no matter how hard,
只要神愿意动工，都有解答。
As long as God is willing to act, it will have a solution.
不管人的心有多硬,
you can see how hard is a man's heart.
只要神的灵充满以后,
but only if God fills his man's heart, fill him.
那个连石头的心都会化掉。
When a man's heart is filled with God's Spirit, his heart will soften.
我们现在来祷告。
So now we're going to pray.
恳求神，那借着他圣灵充满我们。
So we ask God to fill us with His Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，整个教会的信仰能够再一次的把它的复兴起来。
So the spirit, the faith of every member here will be revived.
我们彼此代祷。
So let us pray.
求主耶稣为我们开传道的门。
Let us ask God to open the doors of evangelism.
晚上的布道会。
So that in our evangelical service tonight,
再一次的，神能够感动，属他的人能够听到他的声音，来聆听我们的布道会，我们的福音。
So that the ones who God has chosen will open their hearts and they can accept the gospel that we preach.
让我们自己的弟兄姐妹能够借着布道会再一次的熟悉神的救恩。
So that and the members here will once again receive the salvation of God.
我们能够从这个布道里面得到造就。
And that during this evangel, during this spiritual convocation, we can be edified.
深信我们的教会真的是蒙神赐福的真教会。
That our church is the true church established by God.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray.
我们如果愿意的，到前面来一起来祷告。
And if you are willing, please come forward to pray.
我们邀请我们的传道跟执事们一起为我们按手祷告。
We ask the ministers to lay hands on and help with our prayers.
我们现在一起来同心祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.